I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking and walking, walking, though it seems so far.
Better. the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in. Trust and believe. Life does get better. It gets better and better and better because Jesus Christ is the head of our life. And guess what? He has done, he has already went and paid the price for us for everything. He's already paved the way for us. He's already, his blood has already done everything that it needs to do. All you must be is in a place to believe that it gets better. It gets better and it gets better. Good morning to all our partners and listeners that's on the line today. We thank you once again for joining in to our morning broadcast where we place God first in our life. He is our first priority. We meet him at the table. We sit, break the bread of life, drink the living water, so we shall not thirst anymore. As we come before you today, we are just so thankful and grateful that you are joining us on one accord in his presence. Well, we shall and will not allow any obstacles to come in the way to praising our Lord. And we do praise him with everything that we have, every fiber in our body, everything. We give God everything. We leave it right here on the table. Whatever your situation is, you leave it right here on the table this morning, on the table where God, the master planner, the master designer, can change, move things around. That bitter that may be in place by the time you get off the line today, God will have made it better. I want to ask somebody this morning, do you believe that? Do you truly believe that God is the person that can change the things around and turn that bitter into a better? Well, I'm going to tell you this, all our listeners, I believe. I'm a believer. My hand is up in the air right now. I'm the number one believer. Prove to me that you believe as well. I'm letting you know that bitterness is going to do nothing but hold you down. But that betterment will make you run. It'll make you run for the prize that God has already set before you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's have a Holy Ghost time this morning because God is real. He is real. Jesus is real. The Holy Ghost is real. Can somebody help me this morning and let everybody know? You know, I know. Get up, clap your hands, stomp your feet, and say, Jesus, you are real, and things are going to get better on today. Listen, I'm excited. Don't know why. I know why I'm excited, because the Holy Ghost resides in me, and sometimes all it takes is a song from him to just get up, activate, and guess what? I'm moving with him. Never will I stifle him. So again, I say to you all, good morning. We welcome you to the broadcast. Each and every last one of you, does not matter where you are geographically in this land, just know that we are in the presence of the Lord. Mother Jackson, will you please bring us in prayer? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Minister Chiquita, where you at, baby? Bring us in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning, evening. Good morning, saints. And yes, as we said, the Heavenly Father has filled our lives with incredible opportunities. It's important that we heed to the will call and heed to the voice of the Lord. And today we pray, God, less of me, God, and more of you, O God, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus Christ. And dear Lord, I pray today that you will yield my spirit completely to you, O God. That you may use us, oh God, as you please, oh God. I pray that you provide me with opportunity to show people how much you mean to me, oh God. Give me discretion, God, to know what to say, God, how to say it, God, and when to say it, oh God. Make me bold enough, God, that I may proclaim your salvation cheerfully and joyfully, oh God. I pray that the needs, oh God, and the seeds, God, that you have allowed me to plant, oh God, will grow and mature, oh God. I
I am forever grateful, God. I am forever grateful for the cross, oh God. I am proclaiming, God, that I proclaim my love for you, for God, today in a contagious way, oh God, like never before, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. I pray that I will stay focused on you today, oh God. I pray that you will continue to constantly remind me of the content of all of my circumstances, God, right now, God, of all the things that's going on around me, oh God. I pray that you will fill me up, that I may be joyful all day, even if stress creeps in, oh God. I know that through my contentment, God, you will be glorified, oh God. I want to honor you, God, today. I want to love you, God, like never before, oh God. So in today, God, Father, in all that I do, God, amen, oh God. Allow me, God, Jesus Christ, thank you, God, to serve you, God, and serve you in the way, God, that shows and magnifies you, God. And please, God, allow me, God, to be the light, the true light, God, of you, God, in this world today, oh God. As we walk forth, God, please continue to pour into the men and women, God, that bring us forth the word today, oh God. We thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for doing the things that you do, oh God, because you didn't have to do it, God. We thank you, God, for giving us all that you've given us, oh God, because we know that, oh God, you are the provider of all needs, oh God. We thank you for this, God. We thank you, God, for this, God, and forevermore, God, we shall love your name, God. We praise your name from here, God, to the heavens, oh God. I scream your name. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, just have your way on today, Father God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, and just knowing, Lord, that the bitterness can go into the betterment is enough for me. It is enough for me. I'm telling you, Father, I'm just so grateful of the way that God, he just ministers into our life. We just have to be in a place to receive and believe what he says. But I just want to add on this morning from that, letting you know how things get better. One thing that I'm learning is that if you ever want an instruction manual for your life, we already know that Apostle Temple calls the Bible the compass. I want to say you need to have that compass, and you need to also to add with that compass, know that God's power, his power has provided everything we need for life and for godliness and for godliness. We receive everything we need through knowing him and reading that compass, his word. Remember that every one of God's promises is for me and you. It is for us, saints. It is all of his promises is for us. And I want to ask a question today because I need to know, and it's something you write to yourself, what promises are you looking for, especially do you need? What promises would benefit you? But the scripture tells you that according to 2 Peter 1:3, it tells us God's power provides everything we need to enjoy, because a lot of us get into, oh, because the way we were raised, the way we were brought up, when you go back into the old school churches, the holiness of Pentecostal especially, I grew up thinking that church was like the most boringest thing. Religion was like just was not going to allow me to just enjoy things in life. It was this long dragged out thing. There was no enjoyment based off of looking at other people, based off of how people, the different churches presented themselves. But one thing we do know is that we need to enjoy a great and godly life. And the thing of it is, to help us do that is that we have to have a full-fledged relationship, a personal knowledge of God. See, learn God, or we attempt to have a relationship with God through other people. And we cannot do that. You have to have your own relationship. You have to learn about God yourself. And how do you do that? You study his word. You have to study his word individually. See, it's okay for us to go to church. It's okay for us
to come here on the broadcast Monday through Friday. Sunday, you back on the broadcast. Sometimes it you get a double whammy. Apostle is on 8 p.m. at night for everybody. That's okay. But I want to just use him as an example. How did he get the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding to teach you, to teach me, to teach us, to give God's wisdom and knowledge? It was imparted into him, but what else was it, what else coupled with that? The studying the word, the studying of the word draws you closer to God. It enhances your faith. It enhances your wisdom. It enhances your knowledge. So you can be closer to him. So you can draw nearer to him. And guess what? The same thing, you may not be on that magnitude because he was chosen. I want to get that straight. But God is not a respecter of person. He is not. If you are putting yourself in a place where you can become closer to God and have an intimate relationship with him, then why can't everybody else? If that's what I'm doing, trust and believe, you can do the same thing. And that's how that bitterness goes into a betterment, because you are in personal relationship with God. You're in a place where you can sit and you can pray. You can write your petition down. You can speak your petition. God is a God where he examines the heart, and the things he can fix, the things that you cannot fix. He can give you the things that you cannot get on your own. But if you way far away, hallelujah, if you way far away, remember with the prodigal, it says he was far away, but the father saw him far away, but he started coming nearer. He started drawing nearer as he got closer. And when he got closer, what happened? God was right there for him. And this is where you and I need to be on today, so things can get better, because life does deal you a hand of bitterness. But it's up to you to turn that bitterness into a betterment. If y'all can recall Apostle Tip, I told y'all I was going to use him his name a little bit today. He told us about he gave us a testimony of his life and the things that he went through, and it wasn't nothing good about it. Until he got to where? Into the presence of the Lord. Until he got into a place where he put everything else down and sat and said, Father, here I am. Use me the way you would even use me. It was a time when God had to even sit him down because he wasn't doing or wasn't teaching the word of God the way God wanted it taught. He was doing it his way. And God said, no, don't you say that ever again. You're gonna do it my way. But that it could have been a bitterment that turned into a betterment. And I'm telling you all today that getting into that relationship with God coupled with his power, that things can get better. That power can knock a ball out the ballpark. That power can continuously allow an athlete to run through all of his opponents that's on a football team to give him a touchdown. That power can allow the person that's running a 100-meter dash, even if a cramp came in their leg, to continue to push on. That power accompanied with his word and you applying yourself to come from the bitter state, to come from the lack of state. It's a lot of states that we put ourselves in, and God can turn it around, because it said his power, God's power provides everything we need. And that's the thing. And in order for us to get better, it's something that you have to put
the work into it. It's not something that you can do today and tomorrow. Today you are all in. Tomorrow you done tapped out. I can't go through this. I cannot do this. It's too much for me. And see, when you tap out, and I had to learn this, when you tap, and I'm still learning, when you tap out, you know what you're doing? You're succeeding into becoming, you're no longer trying to be a victor. You're no longer showing I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You are choosing to stay in the same state of mind that you are in. You're not trying to use the tools that God has already equipped you for. You are not showing Jesus that I am grateful that you already paid the price. You're not showing anything. You are simply giving up on life. You're simply giving up on the things that God has already said. These scriptures are inspired by God. It's not something that man just set and made up. God gives us the tools that we need daily to read to help you with certain situations in your life. You need to be in a place where you apply yourself to go look through the scriptures, see what you need, know what you need. And yet one of my sons has went in back into a situation that he felt that he was a failure in. And what I had to let him know through the word of God was that it wasn't that you was a failure. You was just a little bit too arrogant. You were into a place where you called on God when you just needed him. You didn't make him your full-time father. You didn't make him your full-time provider. You did not make him the number one person in your life. See, he was a temporary father to you. You continued to stay into a place where he was just only needed when you got into situations where you got into a place where you might have received an injury, or you got into a place where you was no longer the star of the team. Your name wasn't being called anymore. God said, you know what, you're a little bit too arrogant. Let me sit you to the side for a minute. Instead of you continuing what you were taught, instead of you praying, we get up early in the morning and pray together as a family, you started taking yourself out of the situation. And so what came in, Saint? Bitterment came in. And so because of him going to a humility state, while he was pushed out of his position, the very same people that he was better than in the natural continued to excel. And God had to take him to a place of, bring him to a place of humility. Once he came into a place of humility and he accepted Jesus, the Lord and Savior, for real, so he saved, and started praying, started reading the Bible, started quoting scripture, no matter where he was, started speaking to his friends about the word of God, a second opportunity came up. But like I told him, the second opportunity came up, but yet you still walking with fear. You still wondering if you're going to get cut. You still, it's a doubt in your mind. You didn't realize what God had done for you. So what is the purpose of you being in a place where you have just a little bit of doubt? Because if you have a little bit of doubt and you realize, you shouldn't have a little bit of doubt, because you realize the power of the Lord accompanied with the different things that you have done to prove yourself to the Lord. He has deemed you worthy in this point in time to give you a second chance, because he is a God of second chances. If you truly repented and changed your ways, if you've done a true repentance, then you don't have to worry about anything, because God wants you to have a better life. That's something he told you. You said that he told you that you would be into the NFL. You said that. So where's the doubt coming in? And I tell you all of that to say this. When you put yourself into a place and you realize that God's
tools are there for you to use, accompanied with his power. It's nothing like God's power. This is going back to Apostle Temple testimony. It was nothing but God's power that brought him from rags to riches. It was nothing but God's power that brought him out of the miry clay, out of the times of deep water, the times of walking miles and miles, holes in shoes. It was nothing but the power of the Lord, because the power that was placed in him is what made him get to the next level. The power that's placed in me, some days I fall short with my illness, but guess what? I'll still get up. A couple of hours may beat me down, but I'm still going to get up, and I'm still going to keep walking and pushing and keep going, because it's his power that resides in me that gives me the tenacity to keep going no matter what. And not just his power. I don't have a problem. I don't care what time of night, what time of morning that I come into my resting place. Trust and believe I'm going to have a conversation with God. I may not be able to read the word, but I'm going to have a praise and worship time with him. I am going to put him into my, in some, he is going to be fitted into my life. I cannot, I will not, I shall not, and I must not just abort what God has given me. Come on, Minister Shakita. What do you have to add? Hallelujah.
Once again, good morning, Evangelist.
Lord,
good morning,
Jesus.
Saints. Good morning, Saints. It is a blessing, once again, to commune and fellowship. I learned that the power of God was so strong that I could not and still don't at times understand the strength and how powerful that it is. I had to get into a place of believing and knowing and being content with allowing a presence like God, the only true presence that we should be allowing in our life, to take over my life and do the leading, and I follow. It was hard for me because I'm a leader myself. I'm the oldest sister. I've always been the head of this and the head of this, the leader of this. I have my own company. I be in this position. I be in that position. But I did not understand that God was giving me those positions. It was God giving me that. And without his lead, I lost a lot of those things, because I decided to walk on my own and couldn't fully trust that God was doing the things that he was bringing me in the blessed places to allow me to have a better life. See, Saints, we have to be content with what God has in our life so we can be better, so he can give us better opportunity and better things. We cannot walk around with a bitter attitude, a bitter heart, a bitter mindset, trying to and thinking that God is going to continue to bless and allow us to be in a blessed place, and he's going to pour those blessings in our life if we don't remove the things that's not of him out of the way and allow him to come into a place to where we can truly and understand and fully receive the things of God. See, Saints, we are the biggest blessing blockers, our own self. No one else, no man, just us. We are our own blessing blockers. And so we remove the things that's not allowing us to truly manifest what God wants for us, not even the small things that we're thinking for our life, but the things that God wants to manifest in our life. We have to remove us out of the way to the point where I understand the power of God. I don't have to take blood pressure medicine no more. That's the power of God. And I suffered with that for God knows how many years. It's the power of God. It wasn't me. It was me, the power of God, and me walking forth, asking God, praying, and changing my diet, doing the things that God had me to do. Saints, it's truly an honor to have the blessings of God on your life. Back to you, Evangelist.
Mr. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us that God calls us to his own glory and excellence. He wants us to have excellent lives, but he also expects us to learn how to behave excellently. When we find the strength to do so,
so only comes as we wait on God. So I want to leave that, and I'm going to bring our very own apostle. We have to be into a place to wait on God. Just remember that. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. God bless you all, and I just thank God for who he is. I'm telling you, it's always a blessing, and just, my God, just I'm doing a little meditation on last night and also this morning, and just see what God is doing in different steps. You know, sometimes, you know, a lot of times I like to sit back and just look at different levels as, you know, my life and different things that God is doing begin to elevate, and I go back and begin to study. I'm telling you all, the best study is your life walk, is your walk. Is your walk with God and your walk of how God is doing things is the best study. Amen. I want to share something with you all about the power of God, about the power of God, you know. And, you know, it's great that the ministers, these ministers are talking about it. Now, the power of God is activated. It's not something that is just done. You know, in some cases, you know, some cases, and if I could say rare cases where God began to just automatically operate in his power, amen, that where it's not taking you. It don't have nothing to do with you. It ain't, he ain't involving you. He's just operating in his power pertaining to different things. Amen. His power, a majority of the time, pretty much I say 99% of the time, it doesn't operate like that. It's operate through activation. To take a vehicle, car, any type of vehicle, and label that vehicle the power of God. So we're going to look at this as a metaphor, and we'll look at this and try to get more understanding so we can be able to operate in this and we understand. Because one thing that I know walking in the gospel and walking with God, when you become, when you have clear understanding about context and clear understanding about what you're doing in the gospel, you become very effective. Amen. I'm going to float that in the air and I'll come back to get it at the end. Oh, my God, at the end. Just give me a couple of minutes. Amen. Look at the car. Label the car as still. That's the power of God. So you just get in a vehicle. Say that vehicle is the power of God. That's the power of God. Now, watch this. Now, the power of God or that vehicle needs to be effective in your life. So the question is, how can this vehicle or how can the power of God be effective? Now, if you got a car, you're just standing there looking at the car, you notice the car doesn't work by itself. You notice the car doesn't crank by itself. You notice the car doesn't move like other cars by itself. It's just staying in one place because ain't no one in it. It's staying in one place. Now, for the car to become effective, the first thing that you have to understand is before you get in the car, you have to accept the car for what it is. What do you mean, Pastor? You need to have some type of understanding about the car. You need to have some type of learning or biblical information about what you're finna get into. You need to understand, my God, the dangers, the safety, the benefits. You need to also, watch this, understand the laws pertaining to, watch this, that vehicle. Amen? You need to also understand the laws that is pertaining to. Why? Because what could be good for you, it could turn against you and be also bad to you. It could be bad to you. So now once you understand that, and we call that in the church witnessing, and when you begin to learn about God, learn about your personal Savior, this is the area to where in your life it should not have been sugarcoated. And there's so many people that got bad context and wrong context to where things have been sugarcoated, and they look at God as if the God is the tremendous God, and this is all he does. He does this, he does that, he give me this, he done did this, he done give that. I get it. Scripture does declare all things give thanks to God. All things give thanks to God. I get it. Amen. So we begin them to learn that God does this, does that, he does that. He takes the wheel, he drives. God is my driver. I'm on my co-pilot is over here. We have all these slogans, all these slogans. So what happened is it begins to take us out of the way of being shepherds and leaders in our life, amen, and taking, and watch it, it snatches that accountability away, and now we position God as if he's the shepherd and the leader of our life, where God says, I gave you the life. Now you have to make decisions how you going to lead or fall in place in this life. Amen. So now you got all that. We got the witness. We got all that. Now this is the thing. You cannot operate the power of the car outside of the car. Y'all hear me? You cannot operate the power of the car outside of the car. You cannot operate. You cannot understand how benefit or how can a vehicle benefit you outside of the vehicle. Or you will say, "Oh, that's a nice car. That's a good looking car. That's a sharp looking car. Oh man, my God, I hope I can get me one like that. Oh, I like that car. Boy, I just can't wait. I get my Rolls Royce. Oh, I love that. I love that." You will be so amazed, but yet you don't have it. Can I say that again? Is anybody there? You will be amazed, but yet you still have a void because you don't have it. Amen. You have it around you. You have it in your sight. Amen. Even you have it in your touch, but yet you don't have it. Y'all hear me? Amen. And that's what many people, you really have to understand, a lot of people have the power of God around them. Everybody, you have it around you. You have it in your touch. My God, you have it in your sight, but yet you don't have it, or you're not operating or activating in it. Now watch this. The moment you understand that for me or this vehicle be benefiting to me, I have to first get in. Did I call anybody? I have to first get in. So for order for God to be benefiting or the power of God to be benefiting for you, you first have to do what? Get in. You have to get in who? God. You have to get in salvation. You have to get with your relationship. With who? With the Almighty. So you first have to do what? Get in. And once you get in, what he did, he supplied your every need. He supplied your engine. He supplied the seats. He supplied the steering wheel. He supplied the mechanics. He supplied everything pertaining to that vehicle, or the power of God is supplying everything you need. But notice, you in the car, but yet the car's still not moving. You in the power, but yet it's still not operating. But yet it's still not being active or activated in your life. It's so many people that is in God, but yet they still have not activate the things of God pertaining to their life. Why? Because before you got in the car, you missed some instructions. You missed some layouts. You missed some teaching. You took things for granted, but you got it right by getting in the car, but you didn't know you supposed to have a key, or you need to push your brake and push this press start button to crank the car. Y'all hear me? To get it started. Amen. My God, it's so many people is so close to the blessings, to the miracles, but yet they don't know how to get it started. They don't know how to turn that engine over. They don't know how to crank this thing, for this thing could be what? Operating in your life. Notice, you have to take some part. And this is what happened to many of you. God give people instructions, tell you what to do. He must give you instructions through your doctor. Amen. But yet, my God Almighty, you want somebody else to drive for you, and you want to take the credit. You want somebody else to get you to the destination, but yet you'll take the credit. Amen. In this case, God done gave you all the instructions, gave you everything you need. Amen. He done supplied all your needs, but now you want God to go ahead and feed you. You want God to put the bib over your neck. You want God to get the fork and cut the meat for you and put the meat in your mouth. You want God to grab your jaw and chew the meat for you. And after you finish chewing the meat for you, you want God to grab a napkin, wipe around your mouth. Then you want God to get a cup, put a straw in it, put it to your mouth, and just tell you when to sip, 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 sip. And after you finish sip, you look at him and say, I'm done, for he can put the cup back. You want God to go and get some dessert and bring you the dessert. After he get the dessert, you want God to lift up the plate for you can look at the dessert, smell the dessert, and once you give the approval, that's good. Now you want him to get the fork, cut the dessert, get the dessert, put it in your mouth, and have it, then grab your mouth again, chew it, chew it, chew it, rub your stomach, rub your head, rub your back, and you not operating in nothing. Oh, I can't get no help this morning. Amen. I can't get no help this morning. And now watch this. Oh, yes. Yeah. I just thank God. He's just wonderful. He's just almighty. He's just all. God doesn't work like that, daughters. He doesn't work like that, sons. He doesn't work like that. You have to put some work into this here. Amen. Many of you will never see the power of God for your healing if you don't begin to put or begin to operate into instructions and begin to apply things. The power is there. The healing is there. The miracles is there. You don't have to come to Prophet Temple or Apostle Temple and say, Apostle, I want to lay this down $1,500 or $15,000 at your feet for I can get a healing. Baby, I will look at you, wait, stop wasting your money, go and obey your doctor, learn about your body, do what you have to do, amen, to put things in order in your life. So many people want the cheap rate out, amen. They instead of them trying to get the operate in the power of God for themselves, they got to call on Lyft. They need to call on Uber for the, my God, Lyft and Uber, pick them up at their destination, take them where they need to go. But it comes to a time where God said, you need an operator on yours. I know you calling your prayer partner, but you need to deal with this. I know you need to call on your problem, your pastor. You need to deal with this. I know you need to call on your prayer team, but you need to deal with this. Amen. Amen. So now you understand how to crank it up, how to use it. Now it could benefit, because now it could take you to destination. It could get you there faster than a walk. It could get you there faster than a bike ride. It could take care and it get you to the destination. But watch this. It doesn't take out the stress that even the vehicle or the road might bring in your life. It doesn't take out the stress. It doesn't take, even though the vehicle is benefiting for you, but it still didn't take out the stress. Now you got to deal with a different kind of stress. You're dealing with a different kind of unpeace. You got to sit in traffic now. You got to sit and wait. Amen. My God, you got to control your being anxious. You have to now put that all under control where you didn't have to worry about none of that on the outside of the car, but now you need, see, this is where you begin to grow into God, and as you grow into God, it's different areas, different realms that you still have to be a student in. This is where I tell people that's a demonic influence. When you get to the point, nobody can tell you nothing, because at the end of the day, many of you, when you start driving, you didn't know you're going to get tired of driving. When you was young, you got your license, you got some keys, and you was able to roll by yourself. You was happy. What we call it gas happy. You got gas happy. You was just ready. Mom, I can't wait the moment they'll tell me to go to the store for them. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready. Hey, girl, I got my keys. I'm riding. Yeah, what's up? But now, man, I don't feel like driving. I'm tired of driving. I need somebody. Nobody ain't tell you. My God, they ain't tell you. My God, roadways getting cut off. Amen. People out there just going, my God, you ain't experienced that, amen, when you was on the outside. So now it's a different experience, and now it takes a different temperament. Every time you grow in God, you have to grow in knowledge. You have to grow in maturity. You have to grow in accountability. If not, instead of the power of God continue to be a blessing to you, now it could work against you. Y'all hear me this morning. Amen. Y'all hear me? So we have to understand that as we continue to grow, and we continue to grow into the things of God, we continue to grow in instruction. It takes you to activate. The power is there. The car is there. But it took you to crop that car up to activate the car. It takes you to the power of God in your life. And once it's activated, you have to take it to the destination. Amen. The car, I know technology is trying to make the vehicles drive by themselves, but let's deal with the real technology. You have to drive it yourself. Amen. And when you got to drive it yourself, it's still accountability that you have to, you got to obey the lands of the law. Amen. You got to make sure you drive it. You got to make sure you in the will of your lane. You have to stay in your lane. And so many people drive spiritually all over the place where they don't even stay in their lane. And now once you get clipped, you get cut off, you get railed from the side, hit from the back, and here comes the church folk. You wrong. I don't know why you did this. Now you don't hurt me. You don't hurt me. You should have stayed your grown self in your lane and mature and just stayed focused on your destination, obeying the laws, my God, of the kingdom. Anybody there? Anybody there?
Yes, Lord.
So we get all out of place. We get all out of place. And now the spiritual police got to pull us over. Got to write us a citation. And now we still trying to tell the spiritual police, well, they was wrong. They don't, if they ain't slammed on your and on their brakes, I wouldn't hit them from the back. If they wasn't on their phone, I wouldn't did this. If they was paying attention, my God, they wouldn't start all this here. And the spiritual police say, you're traveling too close. You too much, and can I speak to somebody that is too much in other people's business, all up in people's business, all up into things other than been focusing your life, other than been focusing what God called you, been focusing the blessings that God has given you, the opportunities, you all up in somebody else. Then when they turn around and bite you, oh, now you want to call out the spirit, you want to call out the devil, you want to call out everything else. You were traveling too close. Y'all hear me? Father, let the fire rain down and burn my enemies up and burn them up right now because they lying on me, because they gossip about me. You're traveling too close. Y'all hear me? So we got to understand that even we have order operating in God, even operating in the power of God, it's still order. Some people, I have some mentors, I have individual leaders that ask me questions and that are ministers and pastors and some pastors, amen, that ask the questions like, Pastor, how is it the power of God operates in your life? Amen. Because what y'all don't see, amen, what you don't see, I'm a student to the word of God. I apply the word of God. I don't walk around every day. I don't walk around, especially at work and hell in a business, speaking in tongues. I handle business. I handle business. I stay in my lane. As long as I handle business that is here on earth through the opportunities and the blessings and the different things that he's given us, amen, and I handle the business, the power of God is already effective and ready. All I have to do is hit the gas and put it in drive. It's ready to operate. That's why you don't worry about it. Can I speak to somebody, my God, that is worried? Baby, you get into this thing. You learn about this thing. That way you'll have that car. You'll have everything ready to go. All you got to do, grab the keys, get in there, crank it up, hit that gas. It's going to take you to your miracle. It's going to take you to your blessing. It's going to take you to your healing. It's going to take you to your peace. It's going to take you to your joy. It's going to take you, my God Almighty, to the things of God. It's going to take you to a place where the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. It's going to take you to the place I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room to receive. But you got to stay in your lane. You cannot travel too close. You got to, my God Almighty, obey the laws of the kingdom. You got to walk up true. Let them talk about you much as you please. My God, they can ride by you. My God, they can have road rage. They can have spiritual rage. They can put their fists up at you. They can try to cut you off. But at the end of the day, for me in my house, we shall worship. We shall bless the Lord. Is there anybody will bless the Lord with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody? So we have to understand that activation, it takes a lot of your participation. God needs you. God, it's just not going to happen without you being obedient. It's just not going to happen without you applying and following instructions. It's not just going to happen without you being involved in doing different things. You have to be involved. You have to do things. For you can begin to see the things that God already done. For he already took care of you. Many of you, God already blessed you with a house. But you ain't putting things in order. You already got it. All you got to do is put things in order, wait a little bit, do a little bit of searching, and it's going to fall in your own lap. Vehicles, amen, you getting stressed out over the vehicle. God already gave it to you. You just got to put some things in order. And once you put things in order, my God, then he already, the power of God has already worked, amen, already out before you. Now you got to activate it by putting things in order. You can't live a bootleg life and thinking you're going to get the blessings of the Lord. Back to you, evangelist, I'm out.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Can let the church say amen. Who's saying amen with me? All you need to do is to activate the power. Stay, handle your business. Stay in your lane and allow the power to move you. Read the instructions. The word of God has been spoken. It's nothing for me to add. All I said and tell you all is to get into place. Heed, H-E-E-D, heed to the instructions of the Lord and apply them in your life. And this is what I love about this morning platform, because God is always coming in. He's given us instructions. He's given us instructions that you and I can relate to. You're not hearing thus thou, all these different things that people may tell you because they don't want you to understand. God is speaking to you, me, everybody in a place, in a way that you can understand it and apply the instructions that's given. People, please do not allow the instructions to go wayward. Do not allow them to not hold on to them. Write them down if you have to write them down. Encrypt them in your heart. The heart speaks to the mind. So you can have a fulfilled life. So you can be into a place of excellency. So you can be into a place where the power that God has already provided for me, you, everybody that's on this phone, you can activate it. So do not allow these instructions that were given today to pass you by. Put yourself in a place that I'm receiving it and I'm believing it. Listen, ADM loves you. This is why we continuously come on to give you what God has already placed. And one thing about God, he will plant the seed. Somebody else will come in and water it. And the next person will take it to allow it to get to where it needs to maximize into your life. So please continue to just operate and allow the Spirit to lead you. And if you have other people that you know are looking, that are looking for the word of God, have them come on with you in the morning. Allow him, because we never know what God is going to pour out on a day-to-day basis. It is truly his daily manna when we get up on here in the morning. So we thank you for continuing to place God number one in your life. We thank you for receiving the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the knowing of who he is and what he can do for you, and the people, the person, whomever he has it poured into to give it to you, because these words are not, they are coming to you freely, where some people would charge you thousands of dollars to get it for 30 minutes. So listen, that's how much God loves you. Don't you forget that. Don't you forget that God loves you and he's pouring into you. We will see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Continue to be blessed on this thankful Thursday. As you walk around today, keep a song in your heart. Just let God know how thankful you are for all the things that he does for you, everything that you may go through. Trust and believe there is a a testimony that will come out of it one day. It may not be today, but one day. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless.